Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Hell in a Cell Sunday. We are in the Trebu Bunker currently. I am your host, the one and only, your favorite Trebuchet. Also in the bunker here, sitting across from me right now, the returning Robert Space Force. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm glad I don't have a chance to lose my Intercontinental title tonight.
Yeah, you're the IC champion right now. Well done, well done.
Chance with Goad.
Meaning you are the best picker of AEW and NXT currently, is what that means.
Yes. That's cool. Yes, indeed.
You are our workhorse champion. Trying for double gold here.
Oh, indeed. I think I'm going to get it, even though the product at large says that this pay-per-view could be hectic.
Well, there's only six matches. How hectic could it be? Like,
there's six now?
Six, yeah. The Truth Gulak one was number
six.
That
was six, okay.
But I see you rocking those Bray Wyatt gloves there. Did you let him in? Is that what happened there?
Oh, yeah. I let him run all over me.
Yeah, very appropriate during Halloween time.
You know, especially since he added Alexa Bliss to his stable.
Oh, baby. We'll get into that. Just give me a second. Also, in the bunker right now, last but certainly not least, let's hear it for Lil D. Three claps, everybody. One, two, three. Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing all right. I'm happy to see some wrestling.
Me too.
I am happy to eat some pizza, some breadsticks. I bought some Soda Pop. I'm maybe going to have an adult beverage or two.
But can't go wrong.
But yeah, we're going to light this thing up here. And Robert, why don't you tell the nice folks about the pre-show match between R-Truth and Drew Gulak for the WWE 24/7/11 European
365 TV championship. Yeah. So that was something that was just added like an hour ago, hour and a half, something like that. You know, Drew Gulak's been kind of in that picture for the past few weeks. But, you know, I just got to go with the constant for the 24/7 championship. You think a 24/7, 365 title, you think R-Truth, who has had it the most.
Yeah.
And has been pretty much the one person you can always see in that picture in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you know, R-Truth has the record for most titles won.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
He fluked it. He's got it's like fucking 50 now or something. It's ridiculous.
Are we really gonna count it though?
Wikipedia does. I mean, it's on there. It's got to be true,
man,
right?
So he's got more titles than Ric Flair himself.
Not world titles, but title reigns. Yes, he's got the record for that all time, which was bound to happen for somebody because back in the territory days, you had the NWA title and maybe a couple of other ones, and those titles changed every 6 months, if you're lucky.
They had
like
for a long
they
time.
Had year reigns, like Bruno Sammartino, all that thing for years. Bob Backlund, years. Just Flair, even the Flair runs, they were not quite a year, but it was, you know, you add them all up 16 times in a row. Ric Flair was your champion for at least a decade.
Yeah, it was like several months at a time rather than not a couple months. Yeah. Like maybe two pay-per-views and then change.
Cool. I think people are here.
I'm hearing the alarm. Killer dogs. Yes.
So I'm going to let them know we're up here. Robert, entertain the masses. Do something.
Well, for those of you listening that keep up with wrestling or just want to get news worldwide, Lance Storm actually returned to Impact at their Bound for Glory pay-per-view last night. So that was interesting. He entered into that elimination match for a number one contender spot.
Yep.
That was fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the bunker, you know him, you love him. Give it up for Iron Mike Bustler.
Woo! Doing it big in Marn.
I was just telling the people how half of Beer
Money Incorporated
came back to Impact last night for Bound for Glory. Lance Storm has returned to wrestling.
Lance Storm.
I thought it was James Storm.
James Storm.
James Storm.
You told me Lance Storm. I was thinking the Canadian with the best dropkick in the business. Like, I'm like, you're like, Storm. You're like, Lance Storm came back. I'm like, fucking what? Like, I'm like, he was retired. I know he was retired.
I misspoke.
You blew my mind before this thing, Robert.
Lance Storm, that would have been a hell of a guess.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. No, half of beer money. Huh?
Yeah. Also in the bunker, Iron Mike brought his tag team partner with him. Give it up for Alex Plotkowski.
Yeet.
At Probs McGobs.
At my Probs McGobs on the Twitter machine.
On the Twitter machine? I'm at Trebuchet LOL. You can find all kinds of shenanigans on there. You got a Twitter handle, Robert?
I do. I don't know if off my head, because I don't use it.
How about you, Mike? You got
just Michael Bustler.
Just Michael Bustler?
Plain.
One word. How about you, Lil Dia?
I do. I think it's Lydia775.
Bam.
But you can send all your hate mail, as always, to
@goad. That's where it goes.
Yes,
we don't want
yes.
it.
That son of a bitch.
So,
son of a bitch.
But before I ran down the stairs when the Killer Dogs alerted me, we were talking about the R-Truth versus Drew Gulak, 24/7/11, European 365
TV championship.
Okay.
Just giggles. Silence, but giggles.
Yeah, I feel like that one could go either way. I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't, because the title will switch hands again.
Yeah.
And what? A day?
I guess if I had to pick, I'd say R-Truth.
Okay. That's what A-Plot picked, too. Because he got his picks in earlier today, and I got them right here, right now.
Locked and loaded.
Got them on the sheet.
So, next match you want to talk about, guys? Let's talk about the People's Court match, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
You watch SmackDown?
Yeah.
With,
it was interesting.
Honorable JBL residing over the courtroom with, Farouk? I liked Farouk being the bailiff.
That was the best part.
Damn!
And then, we can't forget about, what's that position called? They keep
stenographer?
Notes. Stenographer.
Holla.
Yeah.
One-on-one with the Undertaker.
Player.
Did not do that.
The incomparable Teddy Long.
Yes.
Loved it. I like seeing all the legends. Uh-huh. That was fun.
Yeah.
So what JBL decided is that Otis is going to wrestle Miz for Otis's Money in the Bank Money in the Bank contract.
Uh-huh.
Which the winner
for the lunchbox?
The winner of the contract, you cash it in, and you get a shot at the world title, as we all know. And I got Otis going over here because he's the baby face, and I don't think I liked the promo that Miz caught on SmackDown. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Like, Miz does pretty good promo work, but Otis has just been getting himself over so well with all this Money in the Bank stuff.
Yeah,
and even before that, like. With Mandy Rose, the thing that nobody thought would go anywhere got Otis so over.
Got a WrestleMania moment, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Ask the shareholders.
That was, you know, as a stockholder, you know, I gotta say it was really good this year. I had to do a 180 right there real quick.
But yeah, I see, I'm picking Otis as well because I can see how it's just like a creative thing to do with the money, with the briefcase.
Yeah, keep
also,
it relevant before he catches it in. Because he's not going to cash it in right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. No. It'd be too ridiculous to just take it away from him.
It also doesn't matter who he cashes in. Like, even if Miz wins and they cash it, it's not going to be a successful cash in. I'm calling that right now.
Yeah. I disagree. I think it's almost guaranteed to win.
Yeah. I mean,
if Miz had it.
If Miz had it, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because Miz has been cutting great promos. Like, if you watch SmackDown, Miz claimed responsibility for separating Otis from Mandy.
Okay.
And then he also claimed that he was responsible for separating Otis from Tucker because during the draft they split.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it was really good stuff.
It's just, I don't think, even right now, I don't think The Miz is at main event level, and I don't think Otis is at main event level. So I think Miz...
Who's closer?
Oh, Miz is definitely
Miz
closer.
Miz is closer?
For sure.
I mean, he's already been the champion.
He's been, he's been to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
But I think if there would have been a time to put a briefcase on Miz, it would have been like 2 years ago when he was white hot. 2 or 3 years ago.
I think Miz does great work. I'm always...
I do too. I'm of the opinion... It's the same.
I'm of the opinion that you can put the Miz in the main event anytime and he can get it over.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, especially right now with Miz, he can go for any title. He can go for the world title. He can go for the IC title. He's got Morrison with him now, so he can go for those tag titles.
Yeah, he may have the record for most, like, six-man tags he's been involved in. He's been in plenty of Raw main events and SmackDown main events, I'm saying.
And Miz almost seems like he's too... Right now, he's to that point in the character, though, where almost always is going to help the other guy more to have any belt it is.
Yeah.
It's going to help Miz to be sneaky... And do things like this. Go to wrestler's court to try to get the money in the bank. Like, that's more...
He's making himself really endearing because he was all like, I was here for 15 years busting my ass. And it's like, you don't find Miz endearing when you see him, really. You know what I mean? You just want to kind of slug him.
I think if he wins, that's the only way you can take the belt off Drew and...
Well, yeah, if you want to do that face versus heel naturally. You don't want to do face versus face.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Lydia, you picked The Miz.
I did.
What's up with that?
I picked The Miz because nobody else did.
Yeah. She's so playing the
game of strategy.
No, it's good. I'm a fan of that.
That's why I picked pretty much opposite of everybody else for everything.
All right.
Because I
want to
win.
Yeah, that's good. For the belt.
All title matches tonight, so all two-point matches.
No, it's not. Otis versus Miz, there's no...
Oh, right, it's the
and then Jeff Hardy versus Elias is also not a title match.
Jeff has a title.
Yeah, I was going to move right into that one. Elias' new album drops, tomorrow or Tuesday. This week, you guys.
I'm excited.
I liked the last one.
As a consumer.
As a stockholder, I think it's a great idea to expand out to music, and as a guy that has been just jamming out to Randy Savage's rap album lately, more wrestlers should get in the music industry, except for John Cena.
Yes.
Stand by that. That John Cena rap album.
His time is not now.
Still the most successful one, though.
I hate that. That is so painful.
That one song with Bumpy Knuckles, the one they did the A-Team video for... That's a banger.
Roll around with A-Plot. He's going to be coming out of his trunk.
Oh, no, but, you know, at home privately, yes.
In the shower.
You think it sold more than Hulk Hogan's cassette tape?
Yes.
Oh, man, no!
I forgot about that.
Hulk Hogan cassette tape is great because it's so of the 80s. It, like, there's, like, educational song. There's, like... inspirational songs.
There's Jimmy Hart, everything.
School rock.
There's Jimmy really rock and lots of ballads.
It's like School of Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool Hulk.
I'm just excited to see Elias back, personally.
Because what does WWE stand for? Walk with Elias! That's why.
Yeah.
This story is stupid, though. This storyline is very booty.
But what did you think of the concert on SmackDown?
You knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah,
it was one of those. The second I was like $20.
Okay,
Jeff Hardy's playing a guitar or playing the drums.
On a scale of rock concert to Kiss on Nitro, where would this lie?
Ooh,
it's a fun scale.
I would say that's like a solid 4.
4.
You know.
Kiss on Nitro, obviously being the top.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
You can't beat that.
I mean, it was no ICP at SummerSlam, right?
Limp Bizkit at WrestleMania.
Limp Bizkit at WrestleMania 19 was amazing, and I loved it way too much.
Motorhead for that one WrestleMania where Lemmy sang this fucking song wrong when he was bringing Triple H to the ring.
That was fun.
Saliva a bunch of times.
I really
they
liked
were
Saliva.
The WWF's favorite band, yeah, Saliva.
They became mine at some point. I don't know how that
mine
happened.
Mine too.
Who did you have here, Iron Mike?
What one were we talking about?
Elias Hardy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say Hardy.
You're going to say Hardy?
Hardy's obviously the baby face in this.
Yeah.
You and Lydia are the only two people to pick Hardy.
It makes sense.
I think it's Elias' return match. I think he's going to
Elias needs the win more than Jeff.
That album's coming out tomorrow.
That too? Yeah.
That makes sense, but it also gives him something to complain about.
And that's when he's at his best, is when he's complaining. Yeah.
I feel like Hardy's going to smash the guitar over Elias and Elias is going to
What is it? Just like a, if there's a cake in wrestling, someone's getting their face smushed into it. Exactly. Same with a guitar. If there's a guitar anywhere around.
The Chekhov's table. Like a table. Yes, if there's a table somebody's going through it, no matter what. For no reason. Cool. You just trying to win here, Lydia? That's why
I'm totally trying to win. Plus, I don't really care for Elias. Like, when he got hit with the cello.
Oh, that's right. You don't like Elias. You legitimately don't like Elias.
The cello thing was hilarious.
I thought that was amazing.
Braun Strowman with the big, like, steel chain.
That was super entertaining.
How much I hate what they're doing, Braun Strowman, right now.
You don't like it? I liked it. I thought what him going to Raw Underground that one time was pretty cool and stuff. Like,
and especially
it's
what
just new Big Show. That's it.
The thing that's going on with Braun and when he stepped up to Keith Lee, then he just headbutted Keith in the nads and kicked him in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
and it's all it took to pin the guy.
Well, it's Braun Strowman.
But have you ever gotten a headbutt to the junk?
Braun Strowman. He didn't even give him the running power slam or nothing.
But they've been interacting pretty good. Like, they went through off the stage that one time. That was pretty cool.
Is he feuding with Keith Lee?
A little bit. I'm trying to think. The draft has got me all fucked up because
Starting that way.
Yeah, I think he's on Raw now.
Okay.
He is on Raw now.
The thing about Braun is I liked him putting Roman over the last time they fought. I thought that was really good. I thought that made Roman look like a badass.
Yeah.
Like, Roman Reigns right now is probably the most badass guy in WWE, in my opinion. Like, his character.
The Roman stuff has been good.
I think, for
a change, the Roman stuff has been
good. Batman's t-shirt game has really stepped up. Those mottos are amazing.
And the lack of t-shirt game, am I right?
Hail to the tribal chief.
Is that Roman Reigns or Aquaman?
I know.
But the majority of us have Elias here, but that's... understandable. All right, you guys. Let's move on to some gold belts, some titles, some championships. Mm-hmm. Not the NXT title, Robert. No. We're going to talk about
the
real
24/7 title.
We're going to talk about real belts. Yeah. God damn.
We're going to talk about the WWE Women's Championship. The role model Bayley taking on the boss Sasha Banks in a grudge match. Is this in Hell in a Cell?
Yeah. Who is the champion right now?
Bayley's had it for 370 some odd days. She's
almost something.
She's got. She set the record. I'm pretty sure she set the record for having it the longest.
She set the record like a month ago.
Yeah. So, this one is pretty split. I picked Bayley just because Sasha went over on SmackDown, so I figured Bayley's going to get her heat back.
Yeah, I think.
Because there's a lot of 50-50 booking that goes on in these things.
Yeah, and I don't think that this feud is over.
Well, they may stop touching each other because it is Hell in a Cell. Hopefully. My hope is that it's over. If this is the swan song, thank God.
They don't
bring in Lacey Evans. Bring in Alexa.
See,
like,
I know
please
you,
bring in Alexa.
I know you hate this, but I want this to go all the way to Mania.
No, you're right. I do hate that.
I think it could.
WWE wants us to go to Mania too, which is why
I don't want.
I think
to go to
Sasha's
got to
win, or not Sasha. I think Bayley's got to win
to
keep the feud going.
No. Sasha's got to win if you want the feud to continue because Bayley's got a rematch.
No. I have Sasha winning because what has Sasha not been able to do? Every time she wins a title, her first title defense, she drops it. That's why her longest title reign is like 6 days.
I did not know that.
She's never successfully defended a title. No,
you're not including the tag titles.
Not including the tag titles.
I'm like, the tag titles she holds
But a women's championship, either
she
on Raw or SmackDown.
Her and Charlotte were throwing it back and forth.
Yeah, her NXT title reign was longer than that.
Yeah, but...
The women's title.
But I'm talking just SmackDown, Raw, Women's Championship every time.
Interesting.
She's never... So, I say she wins it tonight. She goes to SmackDown. She loses on SmackDown. And then Bayley basically just says, nope, we're done. Blah, blah, blah. And then it's an indirect feud. You have Sasha win the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble to Mania. Boom.
There you
fucking
go.
Hire me, bro.
All right.
Vince. It's way too long, Vince. We're going to do Sasha Banks on a pole match.
Who you got, Iron Mike?
I got Bayley for this one.
You got Bayley?
This is the only match on the card that I actually think is a crapshoot.
I think this is the one that the podcast had split down the middle. I had Bayley, Robert Bayley, A-Plot Sasha, Forrest Bayley, Ryan Sasha, Showtime had Bayley, And Lydia and Sasha, Iron Mike had Bailey.
Yeah,
so,
this is one I could very well
Bailey's a little bit of a favorite, yeah. But yeah, it's definitely not like the ones before this.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to the Raw title, which is the WWE title. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton inside Satan's favorite structure, Hell in a Cell.
Heck in a sack, baby.
Heck in a sack.
Yeah, the structure
and
that's
and
a...
Who is here, ladies and gentlemen?
Niners here.
Hey, well, Niner.
Wasn't sure if anybody was here.
Yeah, no, we're podcasting.
You know, Hell in a Cell, the structure that's supposed to, you know, shorten your career and... Orton's been in like 7.
But he's good at it though. Who's he been in there with? They're not in it no more.
I mean, there's plenty of room.
I gotta go to the bathroom anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Go and leave.
Niner out, everybody.
This one I'd be
first thoughts and final thoughts, all in one fell swoop.
I'd be surprised if Orton came away with this one. That's
really
that's why I have McIntyre going. I'd be utterly shocked.
I couldn't Orton disagree with you more. Randy Orton has way more experience in there. It helps his character way more. I think it's a good way to get the belt off of Drew, because I almost guarantee you Roman Reigns is leaving the building with that title. And I think this is going to be the biggest moment from Hell in a Cell is that Randy's going to go over. And if not now, when? If Orton doesn't win it here from Drew, he's never going to be
killed. I don't think we're getting any title changes tonight.
Wow.
Did you do that? Did you really do that?
I did.
It's possible. Yeah, the title change is going to be the 24/7 one.
No, if somebody's like,
no title
Kelly
changes,
Kelly's going to run out of here with the 24/7 title.
No, Hurricane.
See, yeah. I definitely understand the point of Randy going over now. It makes Drew look very strong because it's like, oh, well, it was Hell in a Cell and he's got the experience. But I picked Drew because the last two times they've wrestled, it should have been Randy's going over. Okay.
Yep.
Next time, Randy's going over. It's an ambulance match.
So this time I'm picking Randy.
You're picking Randy. I also picked
That's
Randy.
That's why I picked Drew, though, because I think maybe they're not. Randy. And yeah, the, rumored main event, for Mania is Edge versus Orton for the title. But I don't think that means the title.
You think Edge is going to win the Rumble or something? That's good booking. That's good booking.
It's good booking. Like, but I don't think they need the belt, the two of them.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I think you can elevate more people with the belt on somebody
with
else
the whole
than that.
Legend.
You know, I would really like the belt to be in an important match that I care about, honestly. I'm sick of them going, these guys can make it. Make it for the belt. Make me care about the damn title.
Yeah.
There's been too many matches where I'm just all like, I'd rather see that match than the title match. I don't even care.
Exactly.
That's what's been driving me crazy.
And that, I think, is another cool thing about Roman Reigns is it's making the title picture into an interesting thing.
I'm the leader. I'm the big dog.
I don't think the belt's going to change places, but still, he has it for a reason.
And the WWE title, just from now on, Keith Lee versus anybody.
Oh, you're a big Keith Lee, Mark. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I like him, too. On the main roster so far, he hasn't done much, but like...
But they haven't really given him much besides getting...
How much have you seen?
Very few guys get to the main roster and just win automatically.
How much have you seen of him on NXT so far? Are you caught up with NXT?
Of Keith Lee? I'm a fan of Keith Lee. When we went live to Wednesdays, I saw enough of Keith Lee to enjoy his work.
Yeah.
Dejakovic, not so much, but Keith Lee, yes.
They really ruined his song, though.
No, the music was great for Keith Lee. It was, I really enjoyed it.
Wasn't that trying to get away from that one guy? Was it CFO or whatever?
It was really just about
the money.
It's
a contract dispute,
But that guy seemed to be the biggest WWE music producer
since
aside
Jim
from
Johnson.
Yeah, Jim Johnson was the other guy I can think
everything.
Of. And then Jimmy Hart before that, you know.
Yeah. Michael Hayes.
Oh my god, I love that stuff.
Bad Street, Atlanta, GA.
I don't think Randy Orton needs the title to make that match with Edge better. Because Randy Orton as a champion is always just boring as hell to me.
I think Randy's been doing the best work of his career.
He is.
And I think he should have the belt.
He's the top guy in WWE right now.
I like the belt on Orton better than McIntyre, easily.
I just don't think he needs it.
I agree.
That's the thing.
I think Orton should have the belt, but I don't think he's going to get it.
I think the better...
If he would have got it, he would have got it at SummerSlam.
I think the better story is having people try to climb to get to Randy. Rather than Randy chasing the belt.
But then,
or having two old-timers be
but
the main event.
But that's the thing. If it's Orton, Edge, in the main event of Mania, like, yeah, good story, but for the belt, it's like, you're elevating no one. Randy's 38 years old. Edge is in his 50s. You are elevating no one. Yeah, he's like 51.
Oh, jeez.
You're elevating no one. Everyone just is like, all right, cool. So,
yeah, they're already established stars.
Yeah, so that's why they don't need the belt. Well, if you give this big, strong win to Drew here, then you can put him up against the Keith Lees of the world. If you want to put Retribution over hard, you could put Mustafa Ali in there.
I think Retribution's going to be feuding with The Fiend for a minute here. Yeah, that makes sense. Stable versus Stable, I really like that. I want to see The Fiend get a couple of guys like brainwashed a little bit and then just...
And
like,
the Hurt Industry somewhere in there.
We got Survivor Series coming of Team Wyatt versus Team Retribution. Yeah. Mark my words.
Team Retribution versus Team Hurt Business.
Now, here's another thing.
Well, they might do a couple of Survivor Series matches, too.
And it would be cool to see, like, an old school, like, when they would just have, like, the top heel and babyface have a team.
And then they draft guys, kind of.
Yeah, you know, like, pick them. But it would be cool to have Team Sasha versus Team Bayley.
That would be fun.
And we'd get more people over, and they have their little feud going already. But, yeah, it's going to be the wrong...
They're probably going to go Team Natalya versus Team Lana. Based on the way the bookings
go. Yeah.
I like your TikToks. You're on my team. God damn it.
Yeah.
The shareholders like the TikToks too because now they make money off of them.
Yes, they do. Talking about dividends and shit, yo.
Didn't Stephanie McMahon sell a bunch of the stock? Did yours go down?
The stock has been trickling down, but it's not been releasing. I think it went down $6.
I should have sold my Soul Share immediately after the acquisition by Fox.
Well, you made money on it.
I did. I should have sold then, and then it's gone down substantially since I first bought.
Yeah,
I should have. Like I knew. Like I think it hit max like $98 a share.
Yeah, it's at like 42 or something right now.
I bought at 35.
Yeah.
And I bought one because I'll be honest, I was a little drunk. I thought it'd be funny. I thought it'd be funny.
You thought it'd be cool to go, as a shareholder, the product has never been better. And let me tell you, it is worth it.
You just gotta ride that wave.
I make 12 cents a quarter from WWE. Dividends, maybe dividends.
I just pay for my network subscription that way. I just put that money right back into the system.
as a good shareholder would.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one WWE loop.
Exactly.
I'm going with your line. It's just as a consumer.
So you picked Drew here, Lydia?
I did. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. It says Brew.
Orton.
That's Showtime.
Oh, did I pick Drew? Oh, I wrote Orton for Showtime. Yeah, I picked Drew because everybody else picked Orton.
Yeah.
Orton.
Brew.
I picked Orton because I would rather go with Orton. But since most people picked
Orton, I want Orton to win, but I don't think he's going to.
I think Orton's going over. I really do.
Change mine.
So does Showtime.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm sticking. We're going Orton.
Yeah. I'm talking people into it. That's what I'm doing. I'm politicking right now.
Yeah.
And the match I'm looking forward to the most on the card.
I know. Me too.
Roman
me too.
Reigns versus his cousin Jey Uso
in an I Quit match.
It's not
a Hell in a Cell I Quit.
And there's a stipulation that if Jey loses, him and his brother have to do whatever Roman Reigns says. And must recognize him as the
tribal chief.
The tribal chief.
So wait, that's,
I thought
that's
the
confirmed now.
That was in the Wikipedia.
Oh, the last thing I heard on SmackDown was that
that's a lot.
That
to
if
take
Jay
in.
Loses, that he's
they're out of the family, is what they said. But he's essentially not just him. He's kicking out him, his brother,
their kids,
like down the line.
What about their dad?
He didn't say dad. Roman didn't go that far.
She's cool.
You're like, I don't want to get a stick.
Just the twins, their wives, and on down their list. He don't work upwards.
Exactly. Like I was going to say, you don't have to kick out The Rock, are you? Oh, wait. Segue to WrestleMania.
That would be amazing.
It's just, I think if they're going to do it, they're not going to do it next year. It's not going to be WrestleMania 37 next year. It'll be 38 when it goes to Hollywood. Because then it's in Dwayne's big backyard when he left everything that was great about the World Wrestling Federation.
The Rock did just induct Ken Shamrock into the Impact Hall of Fame at Bound for Glory.
That's so odd.
Did he show up or was he just in his backyard? Was it just that clip? Is what I
Oh, it was just like a Zoom thing?
It was a live video.
See, that makes it so much less than what I thought it was going to be. They made it sound like The Rock was going to go to the Impact.
No, The Rock cleared out his schedule for 15 minutes on like a Friday. He was like,
I mean, it's still a big like thing for them, but it's not what I thought it was booked as.
Yeah, and it also doesn't seem like Vince would be as mad about that.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, it's fine.
He's like, what? They have a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and Vince is always liked.
Earl Hebner's in it. True story. Who you got on here, Mike?
Definitely Roman.
You got Roman. Lydia's got Roman.
Hell yeah, I do.
Showtime's got Roman.
Does anybody have Jay?
Ryan's got Roman. Forbes has Roman. Avon has Roman.
Nobody has Jay.
Trebuchet's got Roman because
he's gonna murder him.
No, yeah. I'm gonna say it. Jimmy's turning on Jay tonight.
Yeah,
because Jimmy's gonna be working for Roman anyways, and he's just gonna make his peace. He doesn't want to get kicked out the family, none of that stuff. So he's just gonna be doing what he says.
Thinking about my kids.
Yeah,
I think Roman's gonna destroy both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy's turning on Jay. It's so juicy. Insane. I just can't.
So juicy.
I can't.
So juicy.
Oh, I see what you did.
Needs to be a TLC show.
Oh.
Right here.
So, all right. I think that just leads us to final thoughts. Final thoughts.
A-plot, we'll go this way.
Final thought. I think Sasha and Bayley have potential to be match of the night. But I think everybody's just going to be talking about the Roman Reigns match on the night because that is probably the most compelling storyline going on right now in at least WWE. Because everything else, storyline-wise, it's all not good right now.
None of it?
Are there any storylines that are just you're thinking of right now that are fucking awesome other than Roman Reigns?
I like the Miz one.
The Fiend.
I like the Riot Squad. Getting back together.
Yeah.
Par for the course there.
The Fiend and Bliss on Raw.
And then I also like Sasha and Bayley. Those are the only stories that like are doing. There's like traction because I'm sick of Orton and Drew. I hope no matter what happens, tonight's the last.
I'm with you on that. This feud needs to end here. I want Orton to get in and get out.
Part of the reason why I'm taking Drew because if you beat Randy twice and he beats you once. Well, that means you're going to have to continue the feud and you're going to have to fight forever.
Not necessarily. They end feuds just randomly sometimes. Yeah. But Hell in a Cell is supposed to be the be-all, end-all.
Those are my final thoughts. They're not important.
All right. Is this the I Quit match, the Drew Randy one?
Yeah. No, right. That's just Hell in a Cell.
No, the I Quit one is Roman.
So you got to make him say it. I quit. Cool. Just like he's walking out of 7-Eleven. final thoughts on your mic.
If you don't want to listen to the whole Hulk Hogan album, just listen to The World Just Lost Another Hulkamaniac. That's good. It'll bring a tear to your
eye. Is it sad? Is it like the Kurt Hennig
that died from cancer?
I think it's just...
Because I knew
sometimes the world loses Hulkamaniacs. It loses them every day.
It does. That's true. Yeah. That is a true story.
And he wishes Hulk's love could bring them back again.
I am going to download this thing on my iPhone.
Well, it should be on Spotify.
I am going to put it as my ring back. That's what I'm going to do. Everybody's going to hear it.
Oh, no.
But no, I'm excited to see Roman Reigns whoop some heavy duty booty.
But that's about it.
All right. We're in for a clubbering tonight, everybody. What we're going to see in that Hell in a Cell. Final thoughts, Robert Space Force. Take us to the moon.
I will become the podcast's first ever two-belt champion.
You're going to be double champion.
I forgot your belt at home. That was my bad.
Oh, A-plot.
I see belt
oh,
out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's okay. Goat and I are currently co-champs, so I'm using this as my
belt. Placeholder belt.
I'll bring it to Goat one of these days.
It'll be fun.
Set it
Iron Mike's just beating up the internet.
I know.
Just ding dong ditch.
Final thoughts, here. Lydia.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
All right. Just leaves me.
Final trebuchet.
That's right. We got some pizza. We got some Hell in a Cell. Halloween's coming up soon, and I don't mean to give too much away, but there may be a BWO sighting coming up shortly. Oh, I am Big Trebucool. Trebuchet out. Woo!